I was paid to put on a killer show.
I hope you made lots of spaghetti.
Well, hello, everybody. Good evening. It is Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and we are doing yet another edition of the very interesting show. And we have a lot of, dare I say it, interesting things to get to tonight. It's because, look, we all just spent a fairly decent amount of time watching the first three episodes of the most watched thing on Netflix right now. It overtook Squid Games, and I made a video about this earlier this week about how League of Legends could possibly be taking over the world. Look, I'm not saying that it is, but I'm just saying that we had a good time watching the Netflix show a little bit earlier today. And I think we actually have a perfect focus group here for it tonight, because we have somebody who is very familiar with the world, and then we have people who are not, and we're watching it from the perspective of people that do not know anything about it. And so I think that that getting all the perspectives here would be somewhat interesting. So good evening, Johnny Horndog. How are you doing?
Double mic check. Hey, it sounds normal.
Double mic.
Doing well, man. Doing well. Absolutely. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm sorry we weren't able to do a mic check before the show, but fuck it. We're doing it live in true Billow style, and it sounds like it's going okay. Speaking of which, Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's great. I was trying to see whether or not to roll with that or to try and figure out what
Does
was going on.
Does this sound any better?
No, it sounds great. Like the... God, I fixed this last week, too. What happens is that it's only coming out of one of the channels.
Yeah.
Only has it set up to come out of, like, the audio come out of one ear, maybe. Here, let me just try this real quick.
We are fucking it and doing it live.
Yeah.
For real.
There we go. We just
is
fucked
that
it.
Better?
That is much better. That is yeah, that actually did the trick. Who would have thought that unplugging the fucking wire and plugging it back in would have just been what we needed to do?
Hello, IT? Yes, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Look, clearly we haven't. We're still... Hey, no! We're still living in the old days. I don't know why that sound is so funny to me, but I think it's because I have memories of actually hearing that song maybe dead smack in the middle of trying to play... Little 9, 10-year-old me trying to play RuneScape at our on our very first family PC. This was back in, God, what was it, 2001, 2002?
1995.
I know you're fucking old, but it's not that early yet. It's not 1995 quite yet. Actually, I don't think RuneScape was out in 1995. I think it was like seven. I think that was the OG one, and the world wasn't introduced to just the fantastic gameplay that is known as RuneScape.
Oh, you see, it's just their arm before five.
Yeah.
Chinks.
Four.
Chink.
Five. And I believe to this day it is still the exact same gameplay.
Oh, yeah, no, it definitely is. Man, I used to rock that game and play it for so long. I'd be like up past midnight when I shouldn't have been. Walking in the wilderness, like deep in the wilderness, my hands are shaking, but I'm still getting off those fire blasts. And I'm still getting those kills. It's like boom, fire blast, boom, fire blast, and then I get killed by an archer.
There was no game quite like RuneScape that just. The drive to play it was so big that I remember waking up at just god-awful hours of the night, and this was late elementary, middle school days either, and there was nothing, as a growing boy, and as quite a large one at that age, I feel like we needed a decent amount of sleep, right, to kind of get through life.
Usually that's how childhood goes.
Yeah, but I remember waking up at insane hours of the morning to wake up just to play RuneScape for a solid 4 or 5 hours before having to go to middle school that day. And I don't know. I'm trying to recapture that that feeling that allowed me to wake up at 4 a.m. on at least 3 or 4 out of the 5 weekdays a week to go play RuneScape for fucking 3-4 hours before going to school. Where's that dedication now?
Well, I don't know if you felt this, but there was nothing more like anxiety driven than like when you're about to die in the wild, because you like lose your shit. You lose all your items except for your like top 3, unless if you're like the aggressor, right? And that kind of like feeling of being nervousness, I feel like you don't get that with a lot of games nowadays where you like can actually take a loss from the deaths, you know. It's like the game just starts over from the last checkpoint, like no one's the wiser, and I just don't get that kind of anxiety from playing most games anymore.
Games just aren't designed that way.
Is it Minecraft like that in that regard, where it where you can potentially lose your
yes, you can go back and retrieve it all before it despawns, there's definitely the risk of that, especially if it falls in like to lava and stuff and you lose all your stuff. Yes.
Right.
So unfortunately, I just don't think games are made like that anymore, where they're trying to produce that sort of anxiety, because we're kind of weenies now and we don't really want that anxiety in our video gameplay experience, because
how's the newest Mario World game from Nintendo?
Which one?
The last Mario World type game that I played was still like intensely hard, even though it's a child's game.
Well, actually, they've significantly ramped down the difficulty of all of the Mario games. Yeah, I know that. I think the last one that was actually kind of hard, that was meant to be hard, was Mario Sunshine on GameCube, I believe. And after that, then came the Wii in 2008, which nobody could get a hold of, and you know, that kind of sounds like the PS5 today. But
nobody could get a hold. I had one of those, like, sent home while I was on
the OG
basic training. Yeah, the OG Wii that had the ports, the 4 ports for the old school GameCube
and the stupid little fucking Wii remote that you had to waggle and do all the shit, because that's what Nintendo wanted out of us, was to be active while playing
our
video games.
OG, the OG Wii Sports and
what else? Wii Bowling.
It was yeah.
It did. But that on that system, that was where Mario Galaxy came out. And I don't know if you ever played Mario Galaxy, but Mario Galaxy was where the game started getting much easier, because the Wii marked a turning point for Nintendo where they wanted to definitely lean into the casual, let's make grandma play games audience. And so even
the casual and still like the younger gamer.
Yeah, either the super old or the super young, just the casual market in general. And so that era, that's where the divide starts between the difficult, challenging games came. GameCube was the last console for challenging games.
Nintendo's also gotten away from more of the more mainstream games, like the platform sharing games, like Call of Duty and things like that.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of those that would even be cross-platformed. Yeah. Like GameCube would be one of the platforms that a lot of those titles came out on. And it also saw a significant downturn in just the pure power of the technology that was in those systems too. And so even if they wanted to, they probably could not have ported all of those games to the current system. It's kind of like how the Switch is just hands down a less powerful console than even PS4 and Xbox 360. And so a lot of these major games that are made by developers that, you know, put them out to multiple consoles, they just can't go on Switch because it would require so much effort to port the technology, to downgrade the technology in order to put it on there, that it's not even worth it at that point. Plus, what fucking little kid that's playing Switch is going to buy whatever the newest Call of Duty or fucking shoot 'em up is?
Doom Slayer.
What was the game? You showed me the trailer for John, the Battlefield, the new Battlefield trailer, I think it was.
Yep.
2042. And my God, okay, so I know I just spent a whole lot of time basically going into how those games are so amazing and they're so powerful that they can't even be put on Switch, but I feel a little bit better about that seeing the trailer, because don't get me wrong, the game looks gameplay wise like it could be fun, but the trailer of the story mode for that game, and I would watch it if we weren't going to get just fucking nuked to shit by the algorithm, but it was rife with all of the shoot 'em up story mode tropes, enough to where I think there were multiple times within the trailer that we would just burst out into laughter because, oh yes, this is a shooting game part of the story. Maybe I'll go find the trailer so that we can check it out too, because,
well, for those that don't know what 2042 is about, it's basically a game where you can mash up any version of any online multiplayer version of Battlefield, and basically you can create your own like map mode. So you can have like where you're using the defibrillator against a team of people using the whatever that syringe was that you use for Battlefield 1 or Battlefield 5 to revive somebody. So you're trying to just like stab somebody to death with needles or shock them to death with a defibrillator. And I think that's fantastic. That's potential for a game mode.
The amount of ways that you could kill people is, I think that's what you're buying all these games today for, is you're taking one extra dollar, and the extra dollar that you put in every time on the game's final price is just three or four different ways you could kill somebody, and I think that's a dollar well spent.
Listen, I'm excited. There's a device that you're going to be able to use that hasn't been able to be, or that hasn't been available to use on online mode since like Battlefield 3. It's this, basically it's like a tracking dart that you can shoot and either tag a vehicle or a person. And then you can have someone launch a missile at it, and it will track it and it'll home in on that spot and blow it up.
Oh man, I found the trailer. Unfortunately, it's 9 minutes long.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, no. I wish that I remembered specifically which parts of it were the funny bits and which ones were. It was just so tropey though. There was a part where the main character was like, you know, actually, no, I think that would be a little bit too spoilery. So just go watch it if you want to watch it. And also, if you want to laugh at a lot of the manly testosterone shoot 'em up kind of story modes, maybe they're all the same in most of the shoot 'em up games. But I don't know. I don't pay too much attention to the story.
But let's be real. If you're playing Battlefield 2042, it's not because of the story mode. It's because of the online modes, the game modes.
The outrageousness of the online mode that is about to be had amongst the Battlefield community.
Yeah, I think I'm because I bought it, and I think it's now available to be played right this second.
Oh, really? It was supposed to come out today. So I guess
breaking news, everybody. Battlefield 2042 is now available.
You're a little bit torn. What are you going to do after the show now? Do you have, because I know football is on too, so it's like there's three different things that are trying to pull all of your attention away, and so maybe it's a little game. Have you decided which one's going to win?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do laundry.
That's a good choice, honestly, because you never know when some fuck is going to go and just take the laundry machine next. It always happens right before you're about to do it. It's like, all right, today's the day. I've been putting it off for too long. I've got to go do some fucking laundry. And as soon as you walk down there, you hear the ksh. Yeah, because it just started. You're like, okay, all right. I guess it's not happening today. So you
guess I'm not going to wear underwear all week then.
Yeah, I guess we're going commando at work tomorrow. So you made the right decision.
Yeah, honestly, and it's because I want to be prepared for the festival tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you're going to EDC, aren't you?
EDC, that's where I got my trippy Pikachu shirt on right now.
It's a nice shirt. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else planned, or is that kind of it on wear-wise?
For the festival?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not going to wear this for the festival. I went and I bought this really, I can't believe you didn't see it. Maybe I should have wore that for tonight's show.
It the thing that you were wearing yesterday?
The second outfit.
Yeah, did you see what I was wearing during
the
beer pong game?
Uh-huh.
Where it's like the gaudy paisley print.
That's a great outfit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got that one and a similar one. And then I'm also going to hit up my my reflective camo sweatshirt and pants, or just mix it up with like the Gecko Hawaii shirt, Gecko Hawaii hat and shorts while wearing the reflective. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we get there.
I almost thought you were going to say, hit up my, you know, I got a guy for this. I'm going to hit up my guy. Hit up my style guy. He's going to sign me up for some really trippy outfits that we're going to get to. I've only got one left that we got to fill in, but I got a guy for that.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do. You always have to have a guy for anything.
So who's going to be there this year?
In terms of artists?
Yeah, artists.
I mean, some of
mine. I don't give a fuck about who else is going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's Ryan is going and Eric. No.
Oh, yeah, it's
going
to be a great time. I don't care.
I don't care. I don't even know who those people are. No, I mean, some of my must-sees are Seven Lions has been a big one that I've been listening to a lot lately. A Craze is pretty good. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. Like, the list seems a little underwhelming to me, but what happens every year though is like I'll go in and be like, I don't know most of these people, and I like walk up, I'm just like, this is fucking great. It's not even about the artist half the time too, it's about the vibes as you're walking around this place with a trippy landscape, people wearing like costumes and like fishnets and things, and just like tripping balls under a tree,
of course,
and then you start a cuddle puddle. It's great.
How often have you gone and you've, after the experience, become a new fan of an artist?
Pretty much every time.
Really?
Yeah.
How many would you say it happens to on average? Would you say you take the one that you enjoyed the most that you didn't really know, or you kind of just take in a little bit of all of them that you didn't like or that you didn't know of before and just kind of...
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple stages. There's four stages, I'm pretty sure, and it's impossible to be able to see all of them, but I feel like there's always just like one big one that you take away every year.
Unless you split your consciousness and can go see all four.
Right, and that you have to have a guy for.
Yeah, that's
in order
that's
to get achieve
guy,
that state.
My style guy.
Right.
I don't know how the style guy is going to split your stage of consciousness into four levels. But multiple people.
Well, he's got a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's okay. So yeah. I, the picture's all starting to come together at this point. I know you guys both went to Porter Robinson recently.
I did not.
Yeah, so it turns out the night that we were supposed to go, I pull up the website and it says you need to either have a vaccination card or a negative test within the last 72 hours. And I was like, fuck. And I look at Justin like, sorry, bro.
So you just couldn't even go?
Right.
They wouldn't even let you in?
No, they were checking because a friend of the show, Kenzie, she was her and her boyfriend were attending as well, and which they both have also received the vaccine and have their vaccine card, but had already showed up to the show by the time like we were even ready to leave to go to the show. But they said that they had been asked for their, you know, vaccine card, so they were definitely checking for it. So
I thought this was Florida. God damn it.
That's what I was thinking. Like I've been to
we went to a
venue that was 100% indoors.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't 100%. Like there was some outdoor portion of it, but like the concert area, so to speak, was indoors. There was an outdoor area where you could catch fresh air, but like.
And what's even crazier is I went to the same exact venue not even a couple weeks prior, and they did not.
That yeah, that's the Orlando Fairgrounds, right?
Right. Yeah, I was seeing Illenium, and there was far more people, and I would think that Porter Robinson's probably a more popular artist, but who knows if the COVID vaccination requirement turns some people away.
I guess it must be a per event kind of thing. Maybe it's
perhaps
at the discretion of the event.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Which is a little unfortunate. So what did you end up doing since you couldn't go see it? Did they just turn you away and you were kind of fucked? And
no, I didn't.
I found out before we left the house.
We hadn't left the house yet when we found out.
And so I told him, and he's like, well, I guess I'm staying. I was like, are you sure, man? I could see if I can, like, weasel something. He's like, nah. I was like, I'll let you in if they're not, I'll let you know if they're not actually checking it. They were checking it. And so I pretty much had to go alone.
Oh, that kind of sucks. I mean, I know that you said afterwards that you kind of got used to it after a while, but I'm sure there had to have been some element to it where at least for a little bit of time, you're sitting there like, fuck, this kind of sucks. I'm here by myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's more fun, obviously, when you have like a group of people, but I've never had a problem with just like finding a group of people and just like vibing.
Doing it by yourself.
And that's what I ended up doing. There's this girl and a guy sitting on the sidelines, and she's like, "Oh my god, this is the first time I'm seeing Porter. I've been wanting to see him since 2017 or something like that." And she's like, "Could you get me to the front?" And I was just like, "Yeah, of course." so I grab her hand, and her boyfriend's following her, and I'm just like snaking my way through the crowd and picking points. But I got my fan too. Okay. So I like fan people as I'm going, and then they're like, oh yeah, go.
The fan's the way to get them out of the way. You blow the fan in front of you,
it's
and
like
then
they
all
blows
of a sudden,
the people
yeah.
away. It's like, ah!
Parting the fucking
white
the
sea
because
they're all
yeah.
white people.
Sea of whiteness.
I don't know Porter Robinson, but and I would assume that just based on the name and based on the artist, it's I trust that it's a sea of white people.
Yeah, I mean, there actually were a good amount of like Asian people and a couple black people, but for the most part, I feel like EDM for the most part has a large Caucasian audience.
I know. I actually am interested in the fact that you mentioned that there were a lot of like Asians being yeah. the second most demographic, because all the esports people that I follow, and esports is primarily I would say an Asian majority mm-hmm. scene. They all fucking rave about EDC and how whenever EDC comes around, it becomes the talk of the scene at the moment. Like, hey, who's going to EDC? Oh, I saw you at EDC. Oh, everybody going to EDC? And so I imagine that Asian raves over there are probably also a thing that happens. So please, if you have ever been to an EDC or have ever been to anything similar to like a Porter Robinson concert or any sort of EDM concert, then please describe your experience. If the rave was what happened, let me know about that. And you know, if you just went and had kind of a vanilla time, enjoyed the music, didn't do anything hard or extra, then you know, let me know how that went too.
Speaking of raves, did you guys hear about what happened at the Travis Scott concert?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, the biggest news story this entire week. That is fucking insane. I've seen
dozen people dead and like a couple dozen other people injured.
The ninth person died today.
Structure collapse, right?
Well, it was that, and there were a lot of people that were just going crazy too, because as soon as one thing started happening, and that's when all the chaos started. I'm not actually sure how what the catalyst was.
Yeah,
I think you're right that it might have been some sort of like a building collapse or something going wrong with it, but there were people that were hugely taking advantage of the chaos too, between stabbing people with needles, young kids getting hurt. It essentially is a whole scene of chaos, and that's what happens when a little spark of chaos gets thrown into a giant crowd, is that those things are going to happen where nobody.
And allegedly Travis Scott's being put under fire because prior he had tweeted like you've heard about this, so he tweeted out something like all the concerts are wild and you guys haven't even seen the crazies yet or something along those lines,
which I don't think that he knew that this was what he was talking about then. It was just a bad look. Yeah, and the thing that I think that damns him the most is the fact that he continued to play up to 30 minutes after it kind of came to the general populace's attention that people were dying and shit was actually going wrong. I don't know if you guys saw the viral footage of those two people that tried to climb on top of the camera operators or the general operators like studio.
I did not see it. No,
where they were trying to yell at him like, "There's people dying down there. You got to stop the concert right now." And the guy, the news junkie, put it best. The guy's just a cog in the machine at that point. He doesn't
call the shots.
Yeah, he doesn't call the shots. He's just processing whatever's
like,
coming
hey,
in.
Hey, lady, I just work here, all right?
Yeah, exactly. And so that it was craziness. And so I do know that Travis Scott is now paying for the funerals of the people that died. Most of the other events that would have been going on at that venue are now no longer happening for a while. I believe there was an Elton John concert that was supposed to go on at that same venue shortly after, which is not happening anymore.
Yeah.
It has been canceled.
Yeah, that's not happening. And now, of course, all of the politicians are scrambling and Monday morning quarterbacking about what can we do to make this not possible again? Well, you just have to have better security, because there was also viral footage of, before the event, the security guard that is in charge of screening all the people, having them go through the metal detector. As soon as the floodgates opened, that security guard was just shoved aside, and all these fucking people just started running in, not even giving a fuck about security. And you see something like that, and if that's the level of security that happened at this event, then it's no wonder that
things
bad stuff happened. So that's, I don't know, that's craziness. So look, if you're going to EDC this weekend, just be careful, because I don't want to jinx it by saying that bad energy is out there for these mass gatherings and for these music festival events like this. Just watch yourselves, be careful, and still manage to have a good time whilst trying not to ruin anybody else's time.
Yeah, I think it's just a completely different vibe for a place like EDC versus a Travis Scott concert, though.
Yeah, you're right.
You'd hope, you know what I mean? Yeah, although, right. In recent years, the last couple times I went to EDC, there's been an influx of, you know, bros and douche canoes, but...
Bro, nice tank top, bro. Thanks, bro. I really like your headband, bro.
EDC, it seems, has become more mainstream than it used to be.
Yeah, for sure. But,
and I think that also is a part of the attraction of the quote unquote negative energy crowd.
But you know, the whole deal is like vibes, good vibes, and
yeah, for sure.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, the negative energy that I was talking about was like violent energy, which fortunately that doesn't sound like that kind of aligns with what EDC is. So.
Yeah, it's not really the scene, although there can be like pickpockets and things that kind of go around, so that kind of sucks, but
it happens.
I feel like that's kind of a given at just about any crowd type event.
So we just spent the night. I know that, Justin, I'm not sure what your days are looking like, but you're on vacation now, aren't you?
Yes.
You are on vacation for the next 2 weeks. I'm sure you are loving life at the very moment, I would imagine. You're still in the beginning of a vacation cycle. Here's the thing.
Pretty relaxing.
When you're at the beginning of a vacation cycle, I think you spend a couple of days in the beginning of that cycle being like, oh, fuck yeah, you still have the high of you're freshly on vacation and you have a whole vacation ahead of you. And maybe this is just the way that my mind works, but your mental starts to kind of shift as more periods of the vacation take place. You get to the middle, you're like, oh, okay, I got to start enjoying myself now, fuck.
Especially with this being like, the last vacation I'm taking with this job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were mentioning
using
your,
up all of my paid time off.
And using your time when you come back to leave, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to come back for about 3.5 weeks and then bye-bye.
You're trying to avoid the holiday season, which...
Have we talked about that on the show yet?
No, we haven't. So yeah, I know you're trying to avoid the holiday season in particular because it's kind of
just
kinda
Christmas
rough
and New Year's. Like Thanksgiving, obviously, it's coming up. I'm going to be here for that, but like Christmas, nah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in detail on the Patreon show once we get there today. Plus, we're going to take a break for the time being. When we come back, we're actually going to do that focus group for Arcane that I mentioned earlier, because look, it's still fresh in my head and I feel like there's no better time to talk about it than after we legitimately just sat there for 3 hours and watched it within less than a couple of hours ago. Let's see. Plus, I really want to talk about the Jags game that I went to on Sunday, because it was the first time that I've ever been to an NFL game in person. And it was actually very exciting. And I have a couple of hot takes about football based on my first witnessing of an in-person football event. And, you know, well, they might just be spicy for the sake of it, but I do want to get everybody's take on that too. And we will, of course, record our Patreon show tonight as well, but that's not going to be live. So Sorry, suckers.
Ha ha.
Gotcha.
Bitch.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll see you when you get back.
Good vibes what? Only, you assholes.
Yeah. Good vibes only. Bitch. Here's some bad vibes.
Simulation. Right here. Simulation. Hey, dude.
I know a lot of fun things happen on South Beach, but this is not a thing that I would ever expect to have happened on South Beach and have made the news, because so many crazy things happen over there. I mean, it's South Beach, right? They have South Beach towing. Not that that's the craziest thing I would expect to happen over there, but police are searching for a man who beat a seagull to death on South Beach. And I read this, I thought this was... Okay, this is going to sound a little psychopathic, but I don't think that beating a seagull to death is hilarious, but just the way...
I think it's the greatest thing.
Okay, okay, so at least it wasn't me that had to say it first that it was hilarious. I'm not saying it's hilarious, listen, but it's kind of hilarious.
There's something that I used to do.
You used to beat seagulls to death, huh?
You're in the wrong neighborhood, Holmes, huh?
Not quite that degree of shenanigans.
But, you have something you want to tell us?
Would go to the beach and bury ourselves to where we're like just under the sand. Put a little bit of some chips or some snacks or something on the chest / the belly area.
Makes sense so far.
And have like a fisherman's hat covering the face, but like kind of propped up so that I can still kind of see. And then a bird comes hopping up, and then like boop, 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 goes to reach for that thing, and just grab him by his face,
give him a
scare
kiss.
The shit out of him, and then throw him in the sky.
Look, at least then the seagull has time to defend itself. It has the time to
shit itself, maybe.
Yeah, it has time to shit itself. Look, according to Darwinism, if the seagull was meant to live and continue to exist and then procreate, then it would have escaped that situation. But it didn't, so the seagull's weak.
I mean, I wound up letting it go, obviously, but so it did escape the situation. However,
this man did not let it go because he decided...
There are some cruel people in the world.
This man is one of them. Now, I don't think that his name has been made public, fortunately for him, because he looks a little bit... Yeah, you know, he actually doesn't look that crazy. I'll show you guys... this man on the screen here, whose name that we don't know. You know, let me zoom in on this too, so that you guys can properly see him. Look, he doesn't look like he's that menacing. I mean, he does. He has a hint of Florida Man in him, of course. But I'm going to ignore the fact that I have limited articles remaining. Naples Daily News, because this is totally worth it. This is just absolutely worth it because the man decided to hit the seagull with a shovel. That's kind of cruel.
That's a bit much.
The bird, and this is the part of the story that I found hilarious and is the reason that we're even doing this story first. The bird was rushed to a wildlife hospital and had to be euthanized, according to officials. And the mental image that I have of just this seagull being
carried
into
a garden. Yeah. Like a
it's just like some fucking like Looney Tunes bullshit.
Or no, like an ER movie. He's got like IV drip. He's just like, it's like, we're losing him. Hit him again.
I just imagine. Friggin' Bugs Bunny and friggin' Daffy Duck carrying on the stretcher in the old school like World War II style stretcher, and someone's running around holding that the IV or the saline bag.
What happened, Doc? Well, some fucking psycho hit him with a shuffle.
What's up, Doc?
Both of the seagull's wings were broken, and internal injuries caused by the beating made it hard for the bird to breathe. So I had to break that moment of levity there by letting you know that the seagull will probably pass away. I know it's sad. It's sad to hear because, I mean, I wanted that seagull to live as much as the next person. It's such a tragedy to have the South Beach seagull just die like this to broken wings and internal injuries caused by beatings of a shovel by this Marco Island man.
Listen, don't show too much sympathy. They work for the government anyway, so it's not that big a deal.
I mean, birds aren't real anyway.
All birds are spies. They're robots. The government.
Especially, you can tell the ones that were meant to come and fuck you up to, because they're the ones that, while you're walking down the beach, maybe you got a fry that you got from whatever.
They're just gathering intel at that point.
Yeah, they're just gathering intel. Look, the humans like eating French fries, and so we have to fly down there and annoy the shit out of them by picking up every last little French fry. It knows. All right, so I'm going to have to... Look, I'm sorry about the cameras, everybody. It seems that since rewiring the studio, all of the cameras have just decided to turn fuckety at certain parts where they'll show little bits of static, and then it'll just go back to normal until I shut it off and shut it back on again. I think it's because the overhead camera shot is fucking everything up, and if I try to mess with the overhead shot, then it somehow fucks up all the other cameras. I'm not even sure how the entire mechanism works myself.
Yeah, so. He just can't even technology, so...
No, I can't. I can't, and...
It's a lost cause at this point.
It's sad. You're gonna have to just beat the shit out of me with a shovel until I gain the knowledge back.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on this Veterans Day, Justin, and thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
We're here, sitting in the studio... Because of the sacrifices you made to this country, so
directly,
I did not make any sacrifices to this country. I'm still alive. I still have all of my fingers and toes.
But you sacrifice your time, your sweat, your blood, and some of your sanity.
Yeah, all those splinters.
You didn't
got
need those
from
anyway.
Sitting on my ass on guard duty while I was in Iraq.
Look, the veterans have it easy. They just don't want to admit it. That's what's happening here. No, it's definitely not, but some of them do.
As evidence here.
Yeah, look, it's kind of like how the real world works, where there's the Pareto distribution of inequality in the world. It's kind of similar to how it works in the army, where we have some small amount of people on top. They don't have to do shit. They're doing okay. And then we have a large amount of people that are the bitch people down on the bottom, and I can imagine that's how most systems in life work. So happy Veterans Day, everybody. Hope you enjoy. So speaking of which, where was my fucking day off? Like when are we gonna start talking about that? Because
listen, I haven't had Veterans Day off since I was in the army.
Yeah, I know. I know Veterans Day is one of those holidays where nobody actually has it off,
except for me, bitches.
You took it off.
Except for the people.
No, it's a T-Mobile holiday.
Oh, really?
I was gonna say except for people that I wouldn't say that don't necessarily deserve it, but like people that. Not necessarily. It doesn't. It doesn't make sense in the field that they're in. Like,
also, right. I work in an office.
Right.
And we got barbecue yesterday as for Veterans Day.
Nice.
And I was like, I can eat.
We
this
care.
Right. I'm not a veteran. Right. I turned over to my coworker Danny. Was like, thank you for your service. I wouldn't be eating this barbecue now if it wasn't for you. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Rightfully so.
That's exactly what I would have said
to. Look, if that's all you got to do is just turn to the nearest available veteran and say thank you for your service, then
just to get a
just
fuck
a
you.
Shovel, yeah, and get a fuck
thank
you just
for the
so that
day
I can...
off.
See, there we go. That sounds a little bit more worth it. All right, so I want to talk about a couple of other things while we're still here. Look, the juicy stuff we're going to save for the Patreon show tonight, because we still have the wedding to talk about. We have to analyze Johnny Orndog's best man speech. Don't think I'm letting you off the hook for that one. Also, I do want to talk about the being in the Joyner Lucas video. In fact, I posted that as part of the teaser for the main show. Ooh. But, you know, you're going to have to stick around for Patreon. Ooh, mysterious. So we also have a little bit of that, too. So make sure to subscribe to that Patreon. It is patreon.com/simulationradio for the time being, at least, until we figure out what the next phase of the show is going to be. At the very least, for the next couple of weeks, we'll be back in full force, doing all of the Patreon shows, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. Look, I'm not going to lie. I've been completely fucking on top of everything for the last, I'd say, 2 weeks or so. I have this list of deliverables that nobody can see over there on my whiteboard, and I've been sticking to it. So we are looking solid on all the content. You have been getting a video every day, and at least a couple of streams and a couple of shows and a couple of things per week. So please be sure to follow at Simulation Radio on literally everything. It is Simulation Radio on Instagram. It is Simulation Radio on Twitter. It is Simulation Radio on Facebook. It's on Facebook too. It's Simulation Radio on YouTube and twitch.tv/Simulation Radio. And
but what about TikTok?
So the next thing that I wanted to talk about was so it is actually tiktok.com/simulationradio. Look, you probably have it on a fucking app on your phone, so just look for at Simulation Radio on the TikTok app. And I'm not gonna lie, downloading TikTok might have been the dumbest fucking thing that I've done lately, because here's what's happening.
You know how when
you scroll through like YouTube or Facebook and then you see the fucking shorts or the reels that are suggested to you, all those fucking things they used to recommend, things that I would have wanted to see, like, you know, maybe they would have recommended cooking video shorts, or I follow a couple of husky channels on Facebook because I really love huskies.
The dogs? Wow.
I thought you were into husky women.
I of course the first fucking thing that you immediately go to is husky BBW. Women on Facebook. Look, I saw what your Twitter looks like, and you're gonna be the one that goes directly to husky women on Facebook. No, I'm talking about dogs because they're adorable. Look, huskies are super adorable. And I used to get those when I would scroll past Facebook or scroll through Facebook. I wish I could scroll past Facebook in my whole fucking life at this point. But scroll through Facebook, I used to get those the cool little shorts where maybe it's a husky doing some cute things, or like a little kitty doing some cute things, or and not all the fucking Zoomer TikToks where it's just some fucking e-girl that's sitting there dancing to her fucking stupid whatever beat that she's playing, or whatever stupid fucking song that she's listening to. I swear to God, TikTokers, you're all doomed. You're all fucking doomed. When the apocalypse happens, you are all going to be the first ones to get fucking obliterated by the zombie apocalypse that comes by, because all you know how to do is sit there and dance to a fucking TikTok beat.
Want
to
hear something funny?
No!
I have the app with our handle logged into my phone, and I just subscribe to all of them just to fucking mess with Cameron.
Got him! Is that why?
The more you like and like, the more that you actually interact with things. I'm like, e-girl, follow.
TikTok!
Got him!
It being done on TikTok is spilling over into all the other socials that I'm trying to like actually look at stuff, and not stupid fucking e-girls shaking their ass to whatever fucking song is good that day. Fuck. So
it was me.
I knew it was something.
John and his horn dogginess.
Yeah, I saw that those asses from your Twitter.
Oh yeah, no, that's not
and it's more
it
than
ends.
That too.
It's a lot more.
You can't even open your damn social medias at work anymore.
That's right. I'm a dirty man. It's in the name.
Like, I hope you have a good time. I wonder if you just maybe you're scrolling through socials while you're in the middle of a work call or something, and you decide, okay, I need to go. I'm going to pick myself up, head over to the work bathroom. Maybe it's kind of nice. I don't know how public it is over there. Do you have
I don't think that the microphones picked that
Ryan,
up.
I don't think they did.
No, it missed Ryan Sequest probably getting mad at RuneScape, which we were talking about.
He
earlier.
Just died in the wild. He was the aggressor. Yeah. He had the skull and crossbones over his head, and he just lost his full rune armor.
Yeah, those are the risks of playing RuneScape in the great year 2021 of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what happens. God, I don't know. I'm still upset about the fucking e-girls being on all my socials. I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to forgive you for this until I see another cute husky video, and then I'm like, oh, look at that husky. I swear to God, it actually makes me a little bit mad every time I watch one of them, because they have the stupidest fucking captions, too. It's like she's doing the sluttiest possible thing, and it has the fucking sluttiest possible caption.
But then they always ask a dumb question like, what kind of burgers do you like? Or something, just to get, like, interactions.
Or it's or like...
Would you take me to meet your parents?
I know, and then... Why are you even dancing in that situation? This is a very serious and intense moment that you are trying to be a part of in your fucking life. And know that... Calm down. Calm down. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. TikTok is not real life. I mean, maybe it is now. God, that still reminds me of that fucking... I don't know if you were watching. I talked about this with John last week, but there was a scene on Shameless where the young guy who's a cop who does that fucking Carl. TikTok... Yeah, sure. I don't know any of the characters' names because I only watched it for one night. But the young guy who is the cop, Carl, he and his fucking old cop partner friend, they have a fucking TikTok dance-off right in the middle of the street, and it's leaking. It's leaking into culture, for God's sake. Fuck.
The Zoomers have won.
I know they have. I know they have. And they're winning my social media feed battle, too. And I thought that was one that I was going to win 100% of the time.
Never. The algorithm always wins, Cameron. You remember that one time you clicked on that video once 3 years ago? Now you're going to get flooded with videos just like that for years to come.
Look, all this tells me is that I'm going to have to out-spam whatever John's doing to the algorithm. I know he's going and liking all the e-girls and all the stupid fucking Zoomer thoughts and shit. So that just means that I'm going to have to watch more husky videos and more cooking videos.
You have to like and comment on them. That's how the algorithm works.
Oh, I see. Are you actually going on all the fucking e-girls pages doing, and commenting just, on all their TikToks
too? I'm just
going
too? W.
No, then you're encouraging them to think that their way of lifestyle is winning. Oh, God. Internally screeching.
Earlier, Cameron's like, it's going to be okay.
It was not okay.
Narrator, it was not okay. Oh, boy.
I can just imagine, Cameron's blood pressure when we talk about this shit.
I'm just thinking about all the husky videos that I have to watch later, and it's making me a little bit happy, actually, that I get to watch some cute husky videos. I'm just trying to bring balance back into the force. Into the algorithm force. Look, there's only one thing that can properly just... What's the word I'm looking for? Purge all of the e-girls from your system. And I think the answer to that is it's huskies. So I'm just going to go with that. That's what I believe the answer to be. And so I'm...
Either that or give them free tickets to the next Travis Scott concert.
Oh, yes. That, I think...
Too soon?
No, actually, this is the perfect time. This is a perfect time. So... So please be sure to follow @SimulationRadio on TikTok.
If you are an e-girl and would love to go to the next Travis Scott concert, just message us.
Yes, please do. I'm not going to be the one that answers you because I'm going to try and put real TikToks onto our TikTok. That's kind of TikTok-ception there, but look, we'll run with it.
Counter TikTok operations.
Yeah, counter TikTok operations. CTI. Nobody gets
in a world dominated by e-girls. In dancing comes CTI.
None of you guys watched 24, right?
24, yeah, yeah.
24, okay. Yeah. So I was going to try and make a CTU reference, a counter TikTok unit.
Yeah.
The world's most elite programmers in the world.
There's a
the world's most elite programmers in the world.
And Jack Bauer. Featuring
Cameron I will kill you!
Featuring Jack Bauer, Cameron Cabana.
Drop your weapon!
And Justin Miller in 24 hours of no TikTok.
Hey, I could live in that world.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? I just need to see the picture of the e-girl, man.
You cannot have her. You are the scum of this earth. Don't you understand?
Tell me where the bomb is.
All right, I think that's about all the time that we have for tonight. So stay tuned for the Patreon show. We're gonna get to all of the good stuff. Trust me,
including
the stuff,
including but not limited to a black man who is very right wing and homophobic in my interactions with him. So you don't want to miss that, do you?
Look, you wouldn't think that that would be a demographic that existed in today's world, but it does. I mean, it does. It, just like anything. So.
You're going to hear all about it coming up next.
Yeah, we have an action-packed Patreon show for you guys tonight. So be sure to subscribe to that. The recording of it will more than likely be up tomorrow. We're going to go over the Join Us Lucre.
Jesus. You know, it's Lucas Joyner's opener.
Okay, I made this mistake last week too. Actually, no, not last week, but the week before, where I was doing the show by myself and I had that Grady Judd video, the one where he talked about wanting to this crook that he caught. With a Pikachu doll that wanted to molest the Pikachu doll. Mm-hmm. And I at least did this like two or three times where instead of calling him Sheriff Grady Judd, I would call him Chef Grady Judd.
Serving up some justice.
Chef Grady Judd.
Guest starring in the CTU
Former
unit.
Former Sheriff of Polk
CTI.
County. Chef Grady Judd. Team leader of
Oh boy. So stay tuned to the Patreon show. We've got a lot of that. Plus, we're going to talk about the acid attack Zach wedding that we didn't get to talk about last week. I'm going to talk about the Jags game. And boy, are we. We got a lot. We got a lot to get to. So
hold on to your butts.
Yes, hold on to them. And also hold on to the other side because the other side kind of needs some love too. Just in case you didn't get to that today yet. So on that note, stay tuned. Have a good evening, everybody. I love you all. We will see you next week. And should you choose to do so, subscribe to Patreon for what comes next. Bye.
That's it. I'm out of here.